Google is destroying our right to privacy, and critical race theory is invading our schools. Hi, I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich joins me to discuss how he is fighting back. I'll take you inside my reporting on the horrific human trafficking that Biden administration policies are making much worse. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So before we get to the big Tucker story, we need to talk about the fact that you guys are running out of time if you have any interest at all in looking at the Freedom Project Academy for school. It's essentially either a replacement or a supplement for public or private school. If you're sick and tired of your kids getting indoctrinated and like forced to share bathrooms with people that they shouldn't be sharing bathrooms with, and
pick a Common Core. You hate Common Core.
Yeah. If you hate all those things and you really are looking for like an online school or academy that is literally built on Judeo-Christian values and classic curriculum, that is the Freedom Project Academy. We have talked to them. We love them. And they have a deadline for enrollment for the fall of July 23rd. So now is the time that you really want to check them out. And you can get like a free info packet from them. freedomforschool.com. That's how you go and get the information packet. And then you can say on that very same page when you request your packet that you heard about them from right here from the chicks.
Yep, you can totally do that. If I were homeschooling, I would be like, listen, I'll do everything but math. So I will enlist freedomforschool.com to do the math part of it, because that would be me. But some people use them for everything. Some people use them for some things. They could use them for a la carte stuff. It's a fantastic organization. So go to freedomforschool.com and get information about them, you guys. They're awesome. They're completely awesome.
There's no obligation.
No.
You just need to hurry if you are genuinely thinking about getting your kids enrolled, because July 23rd is coming up really, really fast, you guys. Okay, we need to talk about what's going on with Tucker. There's no better person to explain what's going on with Tucker than Tucker.
Tucker.
So he had a bombshell yesterday that the NSA is basically wiretapping him, essentially. He's the new Edward Snowden, which is kind of amazing. So he made this announcement. Obviously, he went into great detail about it. I'm just going to show you like a minute and a half long clip so you can hear for yourself what's going on, because this is really, this is not good. It's actually kind of terrifying.
But it's not just political protesters the government is spying on. Yesterday, we heard from a whistleblower within the U.S. government who reached out to warn us that the NSA, the National Security Agency, is monitoring our electronic communications and is planning to leak them in an attempt to take the show off the air. Now, that's a shocking claim, and ordinarily we'd be skeptical of it. It's illegal for the NSA to spy on American citizens. It's a crime. It's not a third world country.
Come on, MS.
Things like that should not happen in America. But unfortunately, they do happen. The whistleblower, who is in a position to know, repeated back to us information about a story that we are working on that could have only
come
directly from my texts and emails. There's no other possible source for that information, period. The NSA captured that information without our knowledge and did it for political reasons. The Biden administration is spying on us. We have confirmed that.
My God.
This morning we filed a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information.
That is,
anyway, so they filed a FOIA request, and he basically he's basically saying it's useless, right? Because when they file the request, you know, they may get information in weeks or months or years, who knows? But he's saying Congress is really the only one that can force transparency from these intelligence agencies. But this is, I mean, so they mostly did it like as a formality, but I mean,
right.
This is terrifying.
It's completely and totally terrifying that this is happening. So the NSA is spying on a freaking television show because it happens to be conservative. I mean, that should terrify everybody that's watching this, and everybody, period. It should terrify liberals too, right? I mean, it's like, the dumb ones are cheering for this,
yeah,
because they think this is a great thing, because they're like, oh, shut it down. Yeah.
Right.
Wait till the tables turn on you, you idiot. Yeah. The government getting way too big for its britches. And I mean, it goes back to the whole, you know, Joe Biden threatening everybody with F-15s. You know, right. It's absolutely ridiculous. And so people should be completely and totally terrified of this. This is insanity.
Well, and he said, as part of the end of that clip, he said, spying on opposition journalists is incompatible with democracy. If they're doing it to us, and again, they are definitely doing it to us, they're right. almost certainly doing it to others. It's really scary, and we need to stop it right away.
How do you know that they're not doing it to you or to me or right now? They could be, you know?
I mean, I don't feel like this is something Tucker would just sort of say lightly unless he would really verify that this information could only be had through his texts and emails. I mean,
right.
Wow. That's freaking crazy. Anyway, wow. So that's happening. So, you know, sleep tight, everybody.
Yeah. Right.
So also, I saw a headline this morning that Trump is not going to be personally charged by the Manhattan DA. After all of this hullabaloo and investigating and like just trying to find a crime, I guess they couldn't find one. There's not going to be any charges against Trump personally.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. It's so weird. It's so weird. They couldn't find anything. After all that time, years and years, so weird.
And all these liberals are like, put him in jail. Right. Oh my God. Give me a break.
It's almost like the more you investigate him, like the less you find on him.
It's just so weird. Strange. It's just he's just a rich dude. Surprise! Yeah. Surprise! He's rich.
Surprise!
I know, everybody's so surprised by that. Oh my God. Sorry that you hate rich dudes who are Republican when there's so many rich people on the left who are, I don't know, politicians. Oh, wait, how'd they get rich? I don't know. Like, look at Dianne Feinstein, who is completely loaded. How did she get loaded? Oh, wait, she got loaded because of us. Must be nice. Yeah. How does that happen? It's like, it's unbelievable. These people are like all this misguided anger, you know? Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And it's just, they're constantly in search of something that they never end up finding. And it's just a huge waste. I mean, New York City folk should be furious that all of this money and time and these resources were spent looking into something that isn't a thing. It's just a huge waste.
They don't care. These are the same people who are totally okay with all the violence in New York City. You know, and they're totally okay with Cuomo and all the nursing home stuff. And they're okay with the fact that he wrote a book about all of his success with COVID. I mean, they're just like, it's fine. Everything's fine. My God.
It's awful. Oh, speaking of Cuomo. Oh, my God. This Chris.
Okay,
Cuomo
so the
tweet.
Which one? Which Cuomo? So Andrew or Chris?
This is Chris.
Chris Cuomo.
This is Chris.
So it's brother of Nipple Boy.
Right, Fredo, as he's also known. Apparently, someone who's a big fan of Christopher Cuomo's said about his coverage of this whole Florida building, they said, Chris, you and your colleagues are doing crucial work and doing it damn well. God bless you, man, and take care of yourself. So Chris Cuomo retweeted that and said, appreciated, we all know what we would want if we had missing loved ones, blah, 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 blah. So someone made fun of him because there's nobody that loves Chris Cuomo more than Chris Cuomo.
It's true.
And so this guy on Twitter named Uncle Ruckus said, you're going to break your arm jerking yourself off. And so Chris Cuomo's response to that was to send a picture of his flexed bicep. And he said, is that how this happened? Come on, baby. Don't hate. Facilitate. You can do better than this petty BS. And he freaking put his bicep. Like, as if to prove the point entirely.
Oh, my God.
There's nobody more arrogant and self-important than Chris Cuomo.
How can anybody be married to that guy? Like, there is a woman who is married to that. That is so, like, it defies logic, you know?
He's the tooliest tool in Tool Town.
He is. God, there's so, so much tooliness. Oh, God, he's dripping in tool. He's dripping in tool-tasticness and just total tool.
Like tool-tarity. Like there is right. just tool, tool-aliciousness. There's just so much toolage.
You look at him and kids are like, what is that, Mom? And you're like, it's tool. It's tool, kids. Stay away from it. You may get some on you.
It's just so much toolage.
Oh, God.
Only reason that we can get up this early and look remotely halfway decent is because of GenuCell.
That's right.
That's the only reason, you guys.
Right,
and they have amazing fluff butter technology.
It is.
I think we've mentioned it. The fluff right. butter. There's also plant cell stem cell technology in there.
Plants,
blah, blah, blah.
Plant cell.
It's
whatever.
Fluff butter.
It is all about the
and
fluff
that
butter.
Is specifically in their XV cream, which you should absolutely try, their GenuCell XV wrinkle treatment. But right now, I do not know how long this special that they're running is going to last. So now is the time that you want to jump on it, because if you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks, lovegenucell.com/chicks, it's going to show you the different packages that they have. And if you buy any package, doesn't matter which one, 50% off if you use that specific website. Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Yeah.
If you stock up.
If you've been hesitating and you just want to try them, do it now. It's like such a great deal to get 50% off. And y'all, I'm being serious. Like, I've noticed a huge difference. And I also use like their little, they have like a jawline thing. I have like the saggy sags because I'm, you know, I'm getting older. It's just, and I don't put any of that crap in my face. You know what I mean? I don't.
The injections, you mean?
I don't do any of the stuff, you know, right. I don't do that stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm probably gonna like look like a leather bag at some point. But anyway, this stuff has helped like tremendously. So I'm just putting it out there. You know, it's good stuff. It really is.
Yeah,
it's like liquid gold.
My favorite is the spa package because that has like this really good cleanser, the toner that I like. But all of their products are amazing. No matter which package you choose, you're gonna walk away with like a basket full of awesome. And fluff better technology. So lovegenucell.com/chicks. That's where you want to go. Check out the packages. Choose one. You're going to thank us. We promise. Also, the trans Korean. We have to talk about the trans Korean.
Oh, my God.
So there is a British influencer who even has like a British accent. Like he's British, right?
100%. Cheerio.
Cheerio. I wonder if Stuart is in his house.
Is Stuart in here? Did he pull out of his garage this morning to come listen to us? Stuart.
So this guy goes by Ollie London, and he has announced, I think he announced previously that he is non-binary. So that's been for a while. He's been non-binary. But now, in a series of videos that he started putting out as of this past Saturday, he has a ton of followers on Instagram, apparently.
One question again. Yeah. Can you explain to me one more time what non-binary is again? Non-binary.
That's when you don't. So male is on one end, female's on the other end. Those are the binary choices of sex. But if you don't belong to either one of those, then you're somewhere in the middle and you can change moment to moment, hour to hour. You're just not male or female.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure I was clear on that.
It's a thing.
Okay.
He's
non-binary. He's that.
He's non-binary, but now,
even though we call him a he.
June 26th.
Okay. All right.
What?
Even though we call him a he, he's non-binary, but go ahead.
Well, I do. He probably goes as they. I don't know. I don't play those games.
All right.
But now he has had a bunch of plastic surgery to become Korean. So he now identifies. He now identifies as trans Korean. And here's the 30-second explanation. By the way, he will begin speaking, I believe, in Korean, if this is the video that I think it is. If not, it's going to be all English. But if it starts out as Korean, it'll switch to English.
Okay.
Cheerio. Here right. we go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
안녕하세요. 저는 지민입니다. Hey, guys. I'm finally Korean. I've transitioned. I'm so, so happy. I've completed my look. I'm finally Korean, guys. I have the eyes. Just had a brow lift as well. So I'm so happy. Finally, I've been trapped in the wrong body for 8 years. And that's the worst feeling in the world when you're trapped and you don't feel like you can be yourself. Right. Korean, I can be myself, and I'm so, so happy.
So there you have it.
Yeah, he looks happy. Doesn't he look happy? He looks ecstatic. He looks so happy.
So the best part about this story is that the trans community is absolutely losing their minds with rage about
really?
This.
Really? Why?
Well, because you can't be Korean. You can't just become a whole other ethnicity.
But wait, I thought if you felt trapped in your body, you could just become whatever you wanted to be. So why are they so mad?
This is the best part about it, you guys. This is the best part, is the rage from the very people who perfected the identifying as something else crowd, right? Like, this is what they are famous for. And the very best part is Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro is having an absolute heyday with this. So he is he's retweeting everything that Ollie London puts out, saying things like, live your truth, Ollie. Trans Koreans are Koreans. This bigotry during Pride Month of all times is a disturbing reminder of just what trans Koreans face.
Okay.
And then Ollie is like super grateful to Ben Shapiro, saying, thank you so much. You know, I really appreciate your support. It's all such a complete joke.
My God. But he's right. I mean, Ben is right. God. You can't just say, if you feel trapped in your body, then you can go identify as something else, except Korean.
Right. You can't do that.
You can't be that. You can't be Korean. Mm-mm. No, you are mental. Seriously.
But I mean, the thing is that there was one response, I can't remember from who this trans person was like, you weren't born in Korea, and so obviously you can't be Korean. And everybody like pounced, and they were like, you weren't born a dude.
Right.
So obviously you can't just be a dude. How do you not see that your logic doesn't work?
Because there's something wrong here. There's something wrong here. That's why. Because that's what the problem is, right? And there used to be that was a problem. We all understood there was a problem here, and now we're celebrating it and we're calling it heroism.
Yeah.
That's what we're calling it as a society, which is a huge problem. That's a problem, y'all.
And where does it end? Because now, I mean, there's no reason that we can't just say, I identify as being 5'8". And, you know, and 28.
You would look great as 5'8".
I'd be stretched out.
Right.
But why can't I say that? Like, why can't I demand?
You totally can.
Yeah. Like, people that don't meet the line or the height requirement for roller coaster rides, they should just start saying, I identify as being above that line.
Well, I've been telling everybody that I identify as vaccinated.
There you go.
I do. That's what I identify as. So when I see those signs on doors of retail shops and stuff like that, that say anybody who's vaccinated can come in here without a mask on. If you're unvaccinated, put a mask on. And I'm like, I identify as vaccinated. I'm going to walk in here without a mask on. You can suck it. Yeah, that's exactly what I just identify.
Period. I mean, this is so, it's all of it is just so ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And everybody just accepts it as the norm now.
I would have thought that this guy was actually trying to make like a Zuby kind of point. Remember when Zuby decided to become a female weightlifter?
Right.
And, you know, and he did it to prove a point. And at first I thought, well, that's what's happening here. But this guy went through surgery. Like he actually went through a surgical process to have his eyes become more Korean looking.
That's another thing. What doctor did that?
Yeah. Right?
That's a whole other conversation. What medical doctor actually took money and did that to a human being? Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Because you have no principles.
Yeah. Didn't you take an oath? It's so gross. Like, who are you?
I know. Anyway, so that's a thing that is happening that we now the only thing that Ollie says that is categorically untrue about this whole situation is that he has invented transracialism, which, as of course we all know, Rachel Dolezal is the inventor of transracialism.
Right.
So I don't think he should be taking credit for trying to do that when she was the trailblazer at being a whole different race.
She was the trailblazer. Yes. if you want to call her that. Yeah. Right. I mean, I would call her a lot of other things, but you can call her a trailblazer if you want to. That's fine. Yes.
Jake Tapper's ratings are down 75% since January.
Wow. 75.
I know.
Jake.
Yeah.
Yikes. What about Thumb Man? Is he still like plummeting?
Oh my, he's still plummeting.
Wow.
And he keeps doing the very thing that has made his ratings plummet, which is to criticize Fox News, like ad nauseum, constantly.
That's all he does.
Forever in perpetuity.
That's so funny. Well, I mean, it'll be his demise, and that's funny. And then he'll just, you know, then he'll probably write a book about it, you know? Then he'll get a book deal from somebody.
Oh, he totally will. I want him to call it like Brian Stelter au gratin or something like that.
Because I'm a potato. That's what it is. I wonder about Rachel Maddow. I wonder if hers are also pretty bad. I don't know.
I think CNN's are tanking altogether.
Okay, but she's MSNBC. I wonder if hers are.
Right.
I wonder if MSNBC is doing as poorly.
I don't know. I keep seeing the CNN stuff, but I haven't. Yeah. I haven't seen anything for that.
Yeah, because I'll occasionally CNN. I never ever put on, but occasionally I'll put on MSNBC just because I'm a masochist and I'll like want to see like what they're saying. And she's just horrific. Which one is Joy Reid on? Is Joy Reid on MSNBC or CNN?
I feel like she's MSNBC too.
Yeah, because MSNBC is where a lot of the weirdos are.
Yeah,
and I'll just turn. I'm who watches this garbage?
I know.
Yeah, and that's I was wondering. I don't know, and maybe it's just because it is such a freak show that people will watch it, you know?
Maybe. Yeah. Mike Lindell had a birthday yesterday, which reminds me that we have an email from Jessica from right here in Newcastle, Indiana, because she talked about MyPillow and dogs. She said her 80-pound dog refused to sleep anywhere but between her husband and her. So they haven't slept in like 8 years.
Oh, my God.
So she was like, all right, well, I'm going to give the MyPillow dog bed a try. And because they already have the pillows and the sheets and she already loves those. And now her dog refuses to sleep anywhere but her MyPillow dog bed. And she says she and her husband have been sleeping like absolute babies ever since, which is why we keep constantly telling you guys, you need to try all the products from MyPillow, especially in honor of Mike Lindell's birthday.
Yes, you do. It is. I wonder how old he is.
I don't know. I didn't look up his age. I'm going to guess.
Like late 50s? 50s? Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You should totally buy some stuff in honor of his birthday because he
definitely use code CHECKS. When
a
you
dog
do.
Bed, some like, you know, some furry kitten technology slippers, you know, maybe like a robe that is like so super heavy and luxurious. All the things.
Yeah. Because when you use that code, you get massive discounts at either 800-875-0513 or on MyPillow.com. You guys go use our code, get yourself all the good things, celebrate Mike Lindell's birthday.
Yes.
Now, what were you saying? I'm sorry. I just totally had forgotten that.
Totally okay. I was just going to say that somebody was talking about how I'm so sick of hearing about transgenders and who you sleep with and all this kind of stuff. And I don't think we ever mentioned this, but Nellis Air Force Base, I don't even know where that is. I'm sorry. Maybe somebody can tell us where Nellis Air Force Base is, but it's an Air Force Base. And I verified this, but they hosted their a first ever drag queen show. And they said it was essential to the morale and readiness of the troops. This actually, it was covered in Breitbart, and there was a lot of other people that covered it, right?
And, oh my God. And it was essential.
This lady named Mary Vout, who I think she does stuff for Turning Point. I believe it's Turning Point who she does stuff
for. It's in Vegas.
Is it in Vegas? Okay. Mm-hmm. She put like a side by side where she's like, notice the difference in priorities. And there's a thing on China. China is like AI fighter. Their fighter jet pilots are now better than humans and they can shoot them down in dogfights. Like this is the difference. And here's that. There's that article. And then the article on, you know, what we're doing in the military. And it's like the side by side, it's like they're talking about China's military is getting beefed up. Our military is going to drag shows.
So and learning about their white fragility.
Right. Exactly. So it just shows you the side by side dichotomy of like what's happening in our military. And it's like, you know, I don't feel safe.
Right.
And we're paying for that. Like, you know what I mean? It's like we're paying for the military and they're going to the, it's just this, our priorities are kind of messed up right now. So when I saw
it's
that comment.
It's not even kind of, it's like the worst right. priority shift. It's
totally.
Just awful. We're totally getting weak and China has to be loving it. China
and
Russia have to be looking at everything that we're doing right now
laughing.
And being like, we couldn't have planned this any better.
Totally laughing their asses off.
Oh my God.
This is the thing is like, I don't care about all this stuff and we shouldn't care, but in the military, like that is the very last thing that they should be thinking about. The last mm-hmm. thing they should be thinking about. And so I look at that and I think, oh, we are so far gone, you guys. Like I look at stuff that's happening in our country and I just shake my head and I go, wow.
Yeah. It's bad. You know mm-hmm. what we need? We need talks. That will make
talks.
Us all feel better. One, it's a little bit of ASMR. I know some of you don't like it, but when you know that it's a panda, how do you not like it, you guys? Listen.
No, it's
listen.
It's mock.
I seriously could listen to this for 7 hours
is that
straight.
A carrot? What is he eating? What is he eating?
It's a big, big carrot.
God, it's huge. It's like the biggest carrot I've ever seen. I mean, it's pandas would, yeah, he would attack you and eat you. But I mean, it's fine. He's cute, though. Very cuddly.
Also, you know, our girl that goes by This Is Savvy, who is awesome. She's
yeah.
about you. What you're first going to see is Alyssa Milano doing some crazy ass shit and then Savvy making fun of her for it. Watch.
Reclaiming. No longer shaming and blaming. I let
girl just drink a glass of wine and watch an episode of Snap like a normal person. Don't do that to your eardrums. I don't think that's healthy.
Reclaiming.
What is
no
she
longer
doing?
Shaming and blaming. I let
girl just drink.
What is that? We have to see.
I have no idea.
Here it is.
Reclaiming. No longer shaming and blaming. I let go of all that is not what I am and celebrate all that's remaining. Reclaiming me. I let go of all that is draining me.
What the hell?
What? I don't know.
What is she doing?
I don't know, man.
I love
that. That is super scary.
Yeah, she needs to stop. I like that chick made fun of her.
I know. You need to drink some wine, girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She needs to stop. Get off of the talk.
Those are my talks for today.
Yeah, that was great. Okay.
All right, we got to go because you and I have to go record some other things.
Okay, all right. You guys got to bring it in. Oh my goodness, you guys. Have the greatest Tuesday ever, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Republicans block the Democrats' horrible elections bill, and more freedoms die in Hong Kong while the world yawns. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and some much-needed laughs, too. Subscribe to the 3 Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.